Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Mackenzie, myself, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl in the house. The mystery of leap years. A lot of us are like, yeah, it's leap year, but we don't know why. We really don't know what a leap year is.
Right.
So we have a leap year this year. The next time we're going to experience this, the extra day in February, February 29th, is 2024. So we really got to live it up. What I did not know, Liv was sharing with me, is about proposals on like leap year.
Yeah. So apparently it started back in the 5th century, and an Irish nun was complaining to St. Patrick that women had to wait too long for their like suitors, their men, to propose. So St. Patrick suggested that women could have the opportunity to pop the question to their man, but only one day every 4 years, and that was leap year. So leap year is kind of the day for women to kind of take charge in the relationship and ask a man to marry them, which
wow.
I think is very interesting. But I want to know what you think, because more so and more so now in 2020, not on leap year, on any day of the year, women are asking, you know, their men, their significant other in their life, for their hand in marriage. And I want to know what your thoughts about this is. If you had a girlfriend come to you and say, you know, Mackenzie, I am wanting to take the next step. We've talked about it. I think I'm just going to go ahead and propose to my man. What would you say?
Okay. 833-563-2539. Kind of a role reversal. Do you think this is so cool when a woman proposes to a man? Or you think, nah, don't mess with kind of like tradition and the old
right.
school way? I would say go, girl. I would say if you feel it in your heart, if you feel inclined, like make it happen. You like it. You want to put a ring on it. Do it. I'm old school and traditional in that I would never propose to a
right.
dude, just because I don't know. I like when a man gets down on one knee. I like him to ask my father permission.
Right,
I like all
right,
those
right, right.
traditions. But if a friend was to do it and that's like the route they wanted to go, I would obviously be totally supportive.
And I think too, like when a guy is asking you. Part of the reason when I think of like a guy asking me to marry me, I obviously think of like my current boyfriend.
Yeah, what
Joel
would Joel Daddy.
Daddy
say? Like if you literally surprised him this Saturday and you were like, oh, I want to get down with the leapy. Like this day is February 29th. It comes around just once in a hot minute. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pop the question. First of all, would you get down on one knee? Or like,
I would
or
get
no.
down on one knee.
Would you ask his parents permission?
I don't know if I would ask his parents. I mean, I guess I should, but if I did that, he would literally laugh in my face. He would laugh.
If you proposed to him, he would
if
laugh
I
at you?
If I proposed, he would laugh. He'd be like, get up. What are you doing? Like, he would not think it's real. And I don't think, he'd be like, no. Like, I want to do it. I think that's something that, like, too. Like, I think some men out there, they think about that moment
right.
for a long time in their lives. And, like, I think, you know, like, he would probably want to make it special, but I don't think that he would accept my proposal if I got down on one knee.
You think
absolutely
he would say
not.
No?
I think he'd be like, I mean, I do want to spend the rest of my life with you, but, like, no, like, I want to be the one to do it. Like, I think he really, like, takes pride in that.
Yeah.
Like, I think he would definitely... My boyfriend is a very traditional guy. He's very traditional. So he would like want to do it. And I think as a woman, I will take any second that he wants to be romantic.
Right.
So like I am waiting for that moment, if it does happen, for like him to pull out all the stops romantically, because day to day, he is not a romantic person at all. So, like, I want to suck all the romance out of him as possible.
You are very much like, I am woman, hear me roar. You know,
for sure.
You're a feminist. And so I feel like of anyone, though, I feel like I could see you proposing, but then I could see you, like, pulling yourself back, like, wanting to do it and then be like, no.
I have no problem of doing it. I just know, like, my dynamic in my relationship, and, like, that would be really important to him.
Yeah.
Like, he would definitely want to do that. So it's like, I wouldn't want to take that away from him. But, like, if he was like, hey, I want you to propose, I'd be like, cool, man.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I'll do it.
We have to ask producer Porkchop, because we want to know who in your relationship, we've talked about this, okay, because I love it. He and Hostage Boy, they have like a love meter and they're always like so much in love. It's always like piping at 10, their love meter. So if one of you was to propose, Chops, which one would it be? Or do you even know?
It would probably be me.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Because, I don't know. I bet you he'd think it'd be him. No, it'd be me.
So you don't know.
I don't have to say why. Do,
you have like defined roles?
I just wasn't sure. Like I wasn't sure if like, I wasn't sure if he was the more like hopeless romantic. Yeah. So like he's always dreamt of being proposed to. Like I wasn't sure if there was like a specific or if you guys have talked about it before.
I think it would be me and it'd be pretty obvious that it would be me.
Yeah. Would you be shocked if he proposed to you perhaps on Saturday since it is a leap year?
Yes, I would be very surprised. I'd be very quick.
What would you say?
I would say, let's wait a minute.
Interesting.
You can't. You would,
so we've been together 4 months.
Well, you okay.
I get it. I just don't know if your hostage boy will get it.
Only because if you're new to this show, producer Porkchop went on a first date with hostage boy. The first date lasted what, over a week? Then they moved in together.
Yeah. No, they moved in with each other on the first date.
On the first date.
Yeah, we're still technically on our first date.
So they like never left each other's side. I remember him showing me a picture of hostage boy. He's like, hey, what do you think? Should I go on a date with this guy? I was like, oh, he's cute. And then now they're like live together.
Yeah, and then we came back on Monday. Their date was supposed to be Friday. We came back on Monday. And they're living together.
So like we would not be shocked if you guys were engaged like this weekend. However, I don't feel like you can come back from a can you come back from a proposal where she doesn't or he doesn't say yes?
If most you're like, definitely.
Maybe.
Don't
you feel like that would be soul crushing?
Yeah. I mean, if you're together 7 years or something and then they propose and you say no, then you got a problem. But if it's only 4 months, it's like, no,
but
let's get to know each other.
Why put a timetable? Isn't it like when you know, honey?
Yeah. Yes. That
so
is a good point.
So do you know?
Well, yeah, but like it's, I don't know, 4 months. You just still need time to get to know the person. Make sure you're getting to marry the right person.
You're like fully compatible.
No, yes. I think this is very cool of you to say. I feel like you've kind of taken a step back here. Because yeah. You're always like guns a-blazing, let's move in, let's get have kids.
It really says something when Pork Chops
is the
most
practical
like,
one.
Yes, the practical one in their relationship.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.